Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, we have a lot coming to our stages here, there, and everywhere. It's a good week to grab some Broadway show tickets, unless you're glued to your TV or lucky enough to be at Arthur Ashe Stadium watching the U.S. Open. Anyway, let's start with one show that is coming from Chicago. I might have mentioned it, but it bears repeating. It's called Bug, B-U-G. It's a psychological thriller by Tony and Pulitzer-winning playwright Tracy Letts. This one actually debuted in 1996, but this will be the Broadway premiere at the Samuel J. Friedman Theater on December 17th. David Cromer, that man is everywhere, directing. Bug will feature the five-member cast of his staging at Steppenwolf in Chicago, led by Carrie Coon, who happens to be married to Tracy Letts. And many now know her as one of the leading ladies in the Gilded Age. She plays Mrs. Russell. And here's one grabbing attention and excitement. Ayo Edebiri, Emmy winner from The Bear, and Don Cheadle will star in the first ever New York revival of Proof, directed by Hamilton Tony winner Thomas Kail. This limited engagement will begin previews in March. As a reminder, Proof was a winner of the Tony Award and the Pulitzer Award in 2001. It follows a young, brilliant, but emotionally guarded daughter of a recently deceased mathematician. Anyway, I recall the play with Mary Louise Parker and the film with Gwyneth Paltrow. As always, we have something good coming from London. In this case, it's the West End revival of Oedipus, which has set dates for a 14-week limited Broadway engagement, beginning at Studio 54, October 30th. This one stars Mark Strong and Leslie Manville. She won the Olivier Award for Best Actress. Now back on our shores and stages, first, lots of casting news. Let's talk, as I do every week, about the Lincoln Center's revival of Ragtime. That one begins September 25th. It'll play a limited 14-week engagement. Joining the cast are Anna Grace Barlow, Nick Barrington, Tabitha Lawing. They join Joshua Henry, who is playing Cole House Walker Jr., and other members who played in the New York City Center revival last fall, which was standing room only. You could not get a ticket to it. Anyway, this one also includes Shayna Taub playing Emma Goldman, which somehow seems fitting since she gave us a little show called Suffragettes. And Second Stage Theater has announced the complete cast for its upcoming Broadway production of Marjorie Prime, written by Jordan Harrison. He penned The Antiquities, which had an off-Broadway run last year. And Marjorie Prime begins performances November 20th at the Hayes Theater. It features the great Danny Burstein and another Gilded Age performer, as in Cynthia Nixon. Guess you know that name. June Squibb is in the title role of Marjorie Prime. The play is about an 85-year-old woman experiencing the early stages of Alzheimer's. And the Actors Company is presenting a one-night new production called Love's Labor's One by Alice Scovell, a takeoff, obviously, of one of the Bard's beloved comedies. Sarah Stiles and Stephen Boyer are in the cast. This is a benefit reading September 15th for the Actors Company. Anyway, it will be at the K-A-Y-E Playhouse on the East Side. And stay tuned for the New York premiere of Not Ready for Prime Time, a behind-the-scenes look at the launch of one of America's most iconic shows. I think they mean Saturday Night Live. I had not heard about this one. Anyway, that's going to have an opening night October 20th. I'll find out more. Another TV show going theater, kind of, the cast of Dawson's Creek is set to reunite on September 22nd for a live script reading of the pilot episode of that show. It's a one-night-only event. It'll take place at the Richard Rogers Theater, currently home of Hamilton, and it will benefit the F Cancer Organization and James Vanderbeek, who is a star of Dawson's Creek and recently announced his own cancer diagnosis. Tickets go on sale for that August 22nd. And the Master Weeks Theater Company, now I confess I'm not familiar with them, will present the world premiere of Murdoch, The Final Interview, A New American Play. This one begins on September 12th. It goes through December 28th at Theater 555. Interestingly, the writer is choosing to be unnamed, which may say something about fear of Rupert Murdoch, but who knows. And here's one for ballroom dance fans called False Steps. It's described as a dazzling new ballroom comedy. Anyway, it's coming to New York for a strictly limited three-week engagement. This one is going to be playing at the Theater of St. Clements, always an interesting venue. And now we go from False Steps to Odd Steps. The Tony Award-winning production of Maybe Happy Ending is giving us something odd to think about. Before Andrew Barth Feldman starts his limited run, replacing Darren Criss on September 2nd, it's now been revealed who will replace him when he leaves. And it's Darren Criss. Yes, the Tony-winning star of the musical announced this week that he will return to the role of the jazz-loving robot on November 5th after his nine-week break. Anyway, in the meantime, Feldman will be starring opposite his real-life partner, Helen J. Shen, in the show. Darren Criss did win the Tony Award for Best Performance in a Musical. I guess he can't stay away for long. Anyway, on the latest stage-to-screen news, Tony winner Jeffrey Wright and Oscar winner Octavia Spencer will star in a new film adaptation of Death of a Salesman. Tony Kushner is co-adapting that iconic play by Arthur Miller. Wright will play Willie Loman. A few weeks ago, I reviewed a very popular puppet show being done in Los Angeles, where I am currently. Well, more puppets are coming, or going, east. Rob Lake is headed to Broadway for the 2025 holiday season with a show called Magic, with special guest stars, the Muppets. Anyway, take the kiddies to that one at the Broadhurst Theater. And let me finish here with some big names in small shows. Douglas Carter Bean, who I talked about last week, his latest is called Finding Dorothy Parker. Four delightful actresses, including Jackie Hoffman, will be reading Parker's countless and priceless words, poems, articles, even songs. There was no one like Dorothy Parker, who also had a fascinating personal life. She was blacklisted. She left her papers and earnings to Martin Luther King Jr. Who knew? Well, Douglas Carter Bean knew. And this one is only a five-day tryout at the West Bank Cafe's downstairs venue beginning September 2nd. She definitely inspired me, Bean said. There was no one like her. Meanwhile, across the street at Theater Row on West 42nd Street, three performers from ABC's old TV show, Love Boat, are together again, reuniting in a play written by Ted Lang. He, Fred Grandy, and Jill Whelan are the actors in the show, and they were the actors in Love Boat. Called Lady Patriot, this is a fascinating look at three actual women who Jefferson Davis thought were on his side in the Civil War. Well, it turned out they weren't. This is also a relatively short run. Anyway, large or small, short or long, there's probably something good going on in your community, so check them out, and I'll see you next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.